Citizenship is called, actually. Have I got that down, citizenship? Yes, that's a new one, citizenship, training to be a citizen. And I'm not sure, I'll write that on, actually. I don't know that I have that. Okay, let's look at my list. Also, computers, very important, IT. The first one is, these are in alphabetical order, I think, DT, design and technology, making things. Another one is ICT, information and communication technology, learning to use computers. Then, as you said, history, geography, art, music. One foreign language. It used to be that we started learning languages at 11. That's changed. It's now 7 to 14. This is very controversial. It's only just started. So the idea is we start teaching foreign languages in primary school, but children can drop them at 14. You don't have to continue after 14. What do you think about that? Do you think that's good? To allow people to stop learning a foreign language at 14? Would that be okay in your countries? It's very, very controversial, and those of us involved in language teaching are worried about it. Because if you drop at 14 a foreign language, you don't have a qualification in it. You don't do a public examination. And also it means you don't know the language very well. The other problem is primary school, we don't have many teachers who can teach primary French. Or it's usually French, but it could be Spanish or Japanese or Chinese or whatever. They're not the teachers. Okay, physical education, PE. Religious education. This is becoming quite popular because it also includes philosophy. And religious education means not just Christianity, but looking at other religions. So looking at Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, atheism. Looking at different religions and saying, okay, what do these people believe? My children have done it and really enjoyed it because it, philosophy also, the philosophy of education, thinking about the important things in life, what matters, thinking about things like abortion and euthanasia, you know, whether people have the right to die if they are very sick, these kinds of things. So that's becoming increasingly a popular subject. Citizenship, it is there, yes. So learning about society, learning about what you need to do to be a member of society. That's new. And the other one, personal, social and health. That's not just sex, but it's also drugs, diet, food, you know, looking after your body, looking after yourself. Okay. Moving on to look at qualifications. Do you know the names of any qualifications? In Britain, England, GCSE, yes. The other one? A-level, thank you, yes, that's good. GCSE, at what age? What age? No, 16, yes. And how many subjects? How many subjects for? Five, no. More than seven, more than six? Usually about 9 or 10. Okay. So the General Certificate of Secondary Education, GCSE, you take at 16 and you take up to 10 subjects. So the subjects we looked at earlier, information technology, history, geography, etc., etc. Okay. There's another one before A-level. And it's called, but it's part of A-level. So you take that at 16. How many subjects do you do for A-level, typically? Three or maybe four. But before that, you do five. Okay? Many people said, okay, this is good, 10, it's broad. But traditionally, we then specialised. Our children at 16 would choose only three subjects. So they might do history, French and English, arts, physics, chemistry, maths. Sciences. So at 16, traditionally, our kids had to choose. Are you going to do sciences, arts or sciences? And many people said that's too young. Because if you are 16 and you choose history, French and English, you cannot do medicine or dentistry or engineering or train to be a car mechanic or something. You know, you need sciences for that. On the other hand, if you do physics, maths and chemistry, you can't go on to do a degree in history or in geography or something like that. So people said it's too young. So the system was changed to include what was called AS level, which is a year later. So public examinations in up to 5 subjects. So people might do, my son did maths, further maths, physics, history, and English. So you'd have a mixture, more a mixture of arts and sciences. Or they might keep music going, or art, or something like that. Up to 5, but typically it is 4, actually. And then they drop one.